Our coronavirus coverage continues today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Iranians confront a somber coronavirus forecast, while a new resource helps U.S. parents focus their kids on Christ in a time of crisis. It's a story with a silver lining coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Iran's coronavirus death toll is now past 1,000. Only Italy and China have lost more people to the virus, and researchers say up to 3.5 million Iranians could die by late May when they expect the epidemic to reach its peak. The Supreme Leader issued a fatwa this week forbidding unnecessary travel, but crowds still flock to kiss and touch religious shrines for protection. The coronavirus is also hampering efforts to release God's word in Iran, but leaders are searching for a workaround. Unfolding Words' David Reeves tells us.
I was on a call with our brothers from Iran. We were planning on getting together in Amsterdam as a launch meeting to begin this actual translation process for a gateway language resource. Because of the coronavirus issues and travel bans, we've had to cancel that meeting. And now we're trying to figure out a way we can do this via some video conferencing technology. Not ideal. It's always much better to start in person, relationally.
Together with hundreds of partners, Unfolding Word is equipping Iranian church networks to translate scripture and other biblical resources.
The teams and the networks in Iran are just thrilled with the idea of being able to move this far. They've been waiting for a long time. We're now on the cusp of something radically shifting here by empowering these networks to be able to do this themselves.
Next, angry citizens entered a church service in Indonesia last month, ultimately forcing the congregation to stop using the building. But this isn't the first Indonesian church to be forcibly closed. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Brobel says.
Probably the police were called in by people in the community to also really take their side in the situation. There seems to be some law in place that the community doesn't approve of a church building or any religious building.
This persecution, while rarely violent, is embedded in Indonesian society and the legal system. Rebel says these churches do have some legal recourse, but he's not aware of any cases that have appeared before courts. So what are these Christians doing in the meantime?
In many cases, they will still continue to meet. They may meet at homes. They may meet in smaller groups, praying and getting together. But we've also heard that even those that meet in homes, if there's too many people meeting, that they get pressure and harassed as well.
Rebel's encouraging us to advocate for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Indonesia.
We have to keep in mind that if Christianity, both Protestant and Catholic, make up 10% of the population, that's close to 26 million people that are being affected by this discrimination.
And there's a little extra chaos and anxiety in many homes this week. The United States joined the ranks of nations closing schools, colleges, government offices, and businesses in a bid to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Parents are scrambling with what to do with their kids. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says it's unprecedented.
There are a lot of kids and even parents today that are dealing with those fears and anxieties. And the question is, how do we handle that?
First, says Yoder, be honest.
I think it's healthy to let our kids know that we're struggling too, and this is why we need Jesus, because we don't have all the answers.
Then spend some time in God's Word together finding those answers. Using the Keys for Kids devotionals is one way. And for other times, when cabin fever strikes,
activities for kids, it includes the coloring pages, four Keys for Kids stories, some journal activities about encouraging others, and then the prayer power page to let us know how we can be praying for you.
For even more content from a biblical worldview, you can also download the Keys for Kids app.
You can actually listen to Keys for Kids radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's lots of great music, some great programs, and obviously the announcers are talking about this a little bit, but encouraging them to just pray and to rely on the Lord in this time of uncertainty.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.